here to give a share on the topic related to something that we do every single morning and related to, of course, what we're learning. I'm going to go a bit beyond the scope of what we're learning about, but the halachas of drinking coffee, particularly drinking coffee in the morning prior to davening, what bracha one says on coffee, the bracha achrona one says on coffee, and just to bring a full package of the halachas of drinking coffee. So the Gemara tells us in brachos Dav Yudam Ubeiz, if you look inside, it says, Amr, sorry, some of the bar ilan, when it quotes a pasuk, they add some letters in there. You'll see in a moment what that means. I apologize for that. But the Gemara in Brachos number one tells us that Amr Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Yelazar ben Yaakov, Mai Dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean? When it says, Lo Sochla Adam, you see the extra letters, Yud Ches shouldn't be there. It says, Lo Sochla Adam. The pasuk says, you can't eat literally on the blood, you can't eat blood. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a number of joshes what that means. But the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Lo Sochla Adam means, Lo Sochlu Kodam Shetispalu Adamchem. It's usher for a person to eat prior to davening, before he davens for his own dam, before he asks Hashem for life, for everything that he needs, for panasa. Then it's usher to eat before one davens. And that's an explicit pasuk found here in the Gemara in Brachos. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Yishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kol Ochel v'shosev achakach mispalo. Person who eats and drinks and then afterwards davens, Alav HaKasav Omer, the pasuk says about such an individual, again, there's a few extra letters there, I apologize, V'osi hishlachta achari goyecha, and this person, or Osi literally me, you will be thrown after goyecha, says the Gemara, Al Tikri Goyecha, El Geyecha. Don't read it as Goyecha, as your nations, but rather as Geyecha, as one who is haughty. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says, La'achar shenizgazeh, Kiva Alav Malchus Shemayim. After a person is going to enjoy himself and fill his stomach up, and eat breakfast, and then he's going to go daven to me, it's a din of gaiva for a person to eat prior to davening. So this is the Gemara that appears in the bottom of Yudam Arbez. And the Ra there writes that this is a din deraisa, this is a real source. It's also a deraisa of to eat before one davens, to drink before one davens. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Shoresh Test also writes this concept of lo sochla adam is a serious pasuk, it's a real din deraisa, it's also to eat and drink prior to davening. Now most other Rishonim, most Paskin, it's only Nesmach de Ba'alma. The pasuk lo sochla adam has many other drashas. It's one of the classic lav shebechlalos. This appears in Gemara in Sanhedrin, where there's one lav, one pasuk, which means many different things. Like, for example, the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin that the bezdin hagadol, the day that they're eat, they're going to kill somebody, they're not allowed to eat. They can't eat while they're lo sochlu al hadam, or when they're about to kill somebody. So most other Rishonim and Poskim passing that this lo sochlu al hadam that appears in Gemara Brachos is only in a smachta ba'alma, but still in a smachta. It's still something, a serious drasha, in that one should not eat or drink prior to davening. So the Torah brings down this halacha in Hilchos Tevila Siman Peites. He quotes Avi Ezri, Shemuter Lishos Mayim Dilo Shayach Begava. There's no gaiva when it comes to drinking water. A person, the Gemara told us the whole reason why one cannot eat and drink before davening, it's a din and gaiva. A person sits back, he has his cereal, he has his eggs and bagels, he has his pancakes, and that's a person enjoying himself like a melech before he even davens to Hashem. When a person is drinking water, there's no din and gaiva drinking water. That's not a meal, and therefore it's permitted. Then the Torah says, not for us right now, but he says, this is only dafka b'chol, such an inyan only exists during a weekday, avav b'shabbos v'yomtiv, kasav da'asr, on Shabbos v'yomtiv is actually asr, mishuma kiddush, because there's a mitzvah of saying kiddush, and therefore one has to say kiddush prior to eating, and he goes on to explain the whole other discussion that happens to be on Shabbos, even though normally a person is allowed to eat, so let's say drink some water, like the Torah paskins, you could drink water before davening, and Shabbos you're also allowed to drink water before davening, but once you say shacharis, there's now a chiv to say kiddush now. And once it's a chiv to say kiddush, you're not even allowed to drink water anymore until you've said kiddush on Shabbos. That's the difference the Torah goes on to explain, and that's halacha l'maisa, how we paskim. Again, you can drink water before davening, but once you've davened, you can't drink water until you've heard kiddush, or yotze kiddush.
He's talking about after davening? I thought
he's talking about before davening. So he said, initially he says on Shabbos at Yontif, you can't drink even before davening, and then he ends up tweaking that. We can read inside if you want together. He ends up saying that's really only true, you can't drink water once you have a chiv kiddush. Then it's also to drink water on Shabbos at Yontif.
Not before davening.
Exactly, but before davening, if you haven't started saying shacharis, you can't say kiddush until you've davened yet, because you can't eat until you daven. So water is permitted, but let's read that inside. It's clear if we read that inside, fine. The Torah says, dafka b'chol, it's only mutter to drink water on a chol. Aval b'Shabbos v'yomtif, cause of the asr, mishum ha-kiddush. You're not allowed to drink water because it's a chiv kiddush. The Omer Avi Zal hayashos mayim b'Shabbos b'boker. So the father of the Torah, the Rush, would drink water on Shabbos b'boker, called in tefillah. He would drink before davening on Shabbos. Why? Shena kiddush osro kevin shadayin lo higi yizmano. The kiddush that asters him from drinking water on a Shabbos is only true when there's a chiyuv to say Kiddush. There's no chiyuv to say Kiddush until you've davened Shacharit. I can't eat before davening. Everyone agrees you can't eat before davening. Drinking water is permitted before davening. On Shabbos, now I have a chiyuv Kiddush. That Kiddush, the chiyuv only kicks in after I've davened. So after I've davened Shacharit, now there's a chiyuv Kiddush that doesn't allow me to drink water anymore. But before davening, where there's no chiyuv Kiddush yet because I can't eat yet, one's still allowed to drink water before davening, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's how we pass it. Before Shmoneh Esrei, yes. Yeah. It's a good point. We'll see the Ber Lacha, whether it's really Shema or Shmoneh Esrei, but we pass in Shmoneh Esrei. One cannot eat before. If you've said Shema already, you can't then eat until you've said Shmoneh Esrei. But we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch writes now, L'halacha in Siman Pei Tes. He goes on to explain, it's a longer halacha about not doing any malacha in addition to not eating, but let's just jump to the bold, where he writes, v'lo lechol v'lo lishos, a person shouldn't eat, a person shouldn't drink, avam mai muta lishos kodem tefila, but a person is allowed to drink water before davening, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yamtiv, a person is allowed to drink water, and that's how he paskin, you can have water before davening, no matter what day of the week it is. So the Mishabur explained, in number 6, va'over alzeh, one who does eat drink water beforehand, Amru Chazal, Sha'al of Amar Kosov, he quotes the pasuk we saw in Brachos, Vosi Ishlachta Achar Gayecha, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lach Sha'achal Vashasa Nizga Kiba Love Malchus Shemayim. That's the Gemara we saw. A person's going to fill himself up before davening to me. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes another pasuk, which is also appears in Brachos as we saw, the Gam Hismichu, they found in Asmachta, the Reyam al Hapasuk, Lo Soch Lal Adam, Lo Soch Lo Kodem Shitispalu Al Damchem, Vafilu Ti'ima Ba'alma Asa. Even to taste something would be Asr. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes both reasons, whether it's an issur of gaiva, or it's an issur of eating before asking for one's dam. Those are the two different sources. And the Ber Lacha points out there's actually an afkamina to what you were saying, whether it's about the gaiva, or whether it's about an issur of eating before asking for one's own life. So the Ber Lacha explains in number 7, v'nafkamina b'zeh, the hatam hasheni, the second reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings, which is the lo soch la adam, it's aser afilu acha shekiba la malchus shemayim bekriyashma kol zman shelos palo tefilas shemoneh esrei. If the iser is to eat before asking for one's own dam, well, in Shema, even though we're bekaba al malchus shemayim, we're accepting Hashem as the King, we haven't yet davened and asked for our own life. We haven't asked for our own parnasa and everything that we need yet. So once you've said Shema, but you haven't davened yet, there's still an iser of lo soch la adam. But according to the one about gaiva, so once I've accepted Hashem as malchus shemayim, I've already acknowledged him being the Melech and not me. Then after Shema, you're actually allowed to eat after Shema before Shemoneh Esrei, according to the first opinion. So that's nafkamina, where the one's allowed to eat after Shema before Shemoneh Esrei. And he concludes in the Ber Lacha, someone who needs to eat because of refuah, kodem tefillah, before he davens, yikari akol panim kriyas Shema kodem. The person wakes up early, and he really needs to eat something for whatever health reasons. So the ideal thing to do is to say Shema, eat whatever's needed for the frua, and then later on, daven, wherever you daven, Shema and Shemoneh Esrei all together. But at least Shema, at least you're being Yotzei, one of the opinions of the Isser of Gaiva.
It looks like when a day when there's a chiyuv of Musaf, or let's say when this laning applies, so with either of these two reasons, there wouldn't be Gaiva anymore, and there wouldn't be the lack of Bakushas, you know, whatever, Damchem before. So that wouldn't. So you'd be able right after Shemoneh Esrei, it seems, to whether let's say Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos or Yom Tov, definitely eat or make Kiddush when there's a Chiyuv Kiddush, and then eat right after Davening Shemoneh Esrei.
Right. So according to this Isser, you're correct. The only concern is though not eating before performing a mitzvah. In general, there's halacha before you have Chanukah candles. This is very relevant. For some reason, we're very makbid for Chanukah and bidikas chametz more so than any other mitzvah. But there's a klal that any time there's a mitzvah that's coming about to come, you cannot eat or do a serious malacha 30 minutes prior because you might get too involved in the suda and miss out on that mitzvah. So you're right. In terms of this issur, that issur wouldn't apply. But the other concerns would be. So I remember in camp, so we used to have, probably for practical reasons, so they had different divisions. So our division, I think the younger division, and maybe you remember this from camp, but back in the, what do you call the big gym on top? I forget what it was called. The Merkazia. Marasha. I went to camp Marasha. So the Merkazia, we're not the same age though. I'm much older than him.
Right.
So the Merkazia, so after we had Shacharis, the younger division would go down to the auditorium and we'd have make Kiddush and have Mizonos, and then we come back later to have Musaf and Drush and Musaf, forget exactly the order. So we'd split it up. So why is that allowed in terms of the Isser to do any Blach or to eat prior to doing a mitzvah? Once there's a mitzvah to daven mincha or to daven mitzvah, you can't eat before him. So the issue is, if there's like a set time where someone's going to remind you or you have an alarm clock, then certain things are allowed. So let's say a person, even when it comes to Marv at nighttime, once comes Tseis, or maybe even Shkia, but Tseis HaKochavim, there's a Chiv to say Shema, you can't eat. You can't have a Suda. How are you allowed to have dinner, especially now when it's so early davening? You haven't davened Marv until later, 9:45 or 10 o'clock or 8:50, whatever time you're davening. How could you eat? You have to wait until you've done the mitzvah. So the halacha is, if there's a set Marv that you always go to, or if there's an alarm or some reminder, so then one's allowed to eat. But you're right, in terms of this Isser, of not eating before davening, that would, once you've davened Shacharis, even though there's a Chiv Musaf now, one would be allowed to. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah down the bottom of number 8, he says, he talks about our issue of tea and coffee. Mutter l'shtoso kodem tefillah, a person is allowed to drink tea and coffee before davening. Kidei sheyuchal l'chavin daita l'spalal, in order to have the proper dash, this might be where the Hasidim are coming from, to have the, you know, Hasidim Rishon, the Mishnah tells us, would wait an hour before and to prepare themselves, so maybe their preparation is through eating. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for most people, tea and coffee just awakens them up, the coffee, the caffeine, and they're able to have the proper kavanah for davening. Ubifrat b'makomos shiragilim behem, certainly places that they're very used to, they're pretty much addicted to coffee, and they need the coffee to function. Vein misyashiv adas built on, without them, you have no das, or no yishiv adas. V'chol zeh belos tzukar v'lo chalav, it all refers to black coffee, no sugar, no milk, just plain coffee, plain tea. I'm not sure if he's referring to flavored tea, but no sugar, no milk, according to the Mishnah Berurah at this point. Just straight coffee, straight tea. There are those, it seems that most are very makel to have actual sugar with coffee and tea. The Rabbaz, among others, say it's a tremendous gaiva to sit back and have your sugar-flavored coffee and sugar-flavored tea. That's a big iser gaiva. Kodma tefillah, who are you to start drinking and enjoying yourself before you ask Hashem for damchem? Rakim nosin asukar besochati lemaskal dezel aser kodma tefillah. If you're putting the sugar to sweeten it, that's aser. Avim lokeach mat sukar befiv beisha shtia, issues of brachas ubiltize ein yachol lishosati ein ze bechal gaiva. You place the sugar like in your between your teeth and you drink through your teeth. Thereby, the tea won't be as bitter. It's really to remove the bitterness as opposed to sweeten it. That's already a different story. So I've never seen anyone do this exactly, but you've seen it. I've heard of this.
I had a rabbi.
But,
That's how he drank his coffee.
Put the sugar cube in the mouth. Right. So I've never seen it, but I've heard of this. And Mishnah Berurah talks about it.
They don't make cubes anymore.
That's why they have sugar cubes.
So the Mishnah Berurah continues and explains, though, Hayotzi, in the next page now, and the other side, Hayotzi midvareinu, what comes out of all this, though, is divinasina sukkar besochati, placing sugar in the tea, oh, lechel mat mini targima, eating a little something, beishasiya, eating a little snack, a little cake, kideish lishos ati, v'kafe aliba derekana, ein sham tzulahakel. If you want to eat just because if you have tea or coffee, it's going to hurt your stomach if you don't fill it with something, it says there's no room to be makel, b'zek kod matzfila. There's no kula at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's a person's really weak and needs it for some level of refuah. Other than that, he finds no heter to have sugar, no milk, and no pastries in the morning before davening. Umikal Malkami writes, a person who needs it for the refuah only, tov shiomar b'tchila akoponim parsha shema Yisrael. A person needs it, let's say you wake up early and you need to eat for whatever medical reasons, then a person, as we saw in the Be'er Lacha, should ideally say shema, at least the first parsha shema. Now that's all the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is very machmir not to have any sugar, milk, or pastries before davening. Aruch HaShulchan, among many other poskim, are very meikel. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan inside. Number 9, we'll do the second paragraph here. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins, after quoting the whole sugi in the first paragraph, he writes, Aval rov raboseinu lo svir lekein. Most don't hold like this. V'chein ha-minig ha-pashit l'shtos mayim chamim im ha-esev. People would have hot water with grass, with herbs, with tea, let's say. Shekor and tea, right? Kodem ha-tefillah before davening. Valpirov moyel linakios mikiadua, it cleans a person's body, his system. Others say one can't have it with sugar, though. Have a straight tea, that's fine, but sugar tea is not okay. Flavored tea would not be okay. Vino deata, I don't know why people would ask, they're placing some sugar in the tea. Zaltu sham mechila yesh bazet, is that considered eating? Vahare inu elahati masacham and ksasa, it gives it a little bit of flavor, that's all. Vyesh tea lishosim sukkar, those who permit it. Kishatsukar befiv, when it's in the mouth, like the Mishnah Berurah quoted, about latil ba'chamim, place it into the hot water itself, la'asos mayim metukim aser, that'd be aser. Veino ikr, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's really not the psak halacha. One's allowed to place sugar and flavor tea. Now, about imachalav nearly daser, but he thinks place milk in the coffee, that's already aser, the chalav masbiya, the chalav, it's going to fill a person up, that's already considered bechal achila. Veol debad medam, he has a whole drasha, Gemara and Bechoros about this. The ba midam the dam neck of an asa chalav a shayach b'zeh kodem shetespal adam chem is a cute little drasha here. The Gemara in Bechoros and Nida and in Shabbos tells us that dam turns into chalav. The woman, she's a dam nida, but when she becomes pregnant, she no longer says dam nida. And that dam nida turns into chalav. So he's connecting the losoch l'adam. You can't eat before asking for the dam. You can't eat milk before you ask for the milk itself. But he ends up concluding that even with regards to milk, Mikol Makom, he writes, I skipped the line here, sorry, Olam Nagin Heter Gambachalav, the Minig Olam is really to be Makel even with milk in the coffee. So in the end of the day, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Dirshu quotes a number of other opinions and poskim who say that one is allowed to have flavored tea, sugar in the coffee, milk in the coffee, but really nothing more than that. Coffee and tea, that's really all, and water would really be what's permitted according to these poskim. In terms of what the others do, I'm not really sure. Maybe they're eating before Alos HaShachar, maybe they have different zvanim when Alos HaShachar is. Before Alos HaShachar, there's no chiv to daven. Once there's no chiv to daven, then one's allowed to eat. That's why on a tainus, people like to wake up early and eat before him, because there's no chiv davening. But once there's a chiv tvila, it's also to have your cereal in the morning.
The people who do this never pay any attention to any zvanim, so I appreciate the limud chus. The people who are eating was almost before davening are not like looking at all the zvanim. Check But they don't check their watches. I mean, they may daven, they may say Shema at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, so that's the first Indian about the Isser of eating before davening. So when it comes to, again, our particular discussion, coffee and tea, one's allowed to have coffee and tea according to all dayas before him, and the issue of sugar and flavored tea and milk, it seems that Aruch HaShulchan, among many others, would permit that as well. So now we get to what's more relevant to what we've been learning, is what bracha does one say on coffee? So we know the answer. Let's just learn a little bit about some of the sources, why we say a shakal when we drink coffee and tea.
Excuse me. We started out saying it's also. And that, I don't know how
no, only water, because remember the isser is really isser of gaiva.
Right.
Drinking water, tea, and coffee is not bechlal the isser of gaiva, the poskim paskin. So only regarding water, coffee, and tea, one could have before davening. Anything else, one's not allowed to have.
Even milk.
He himself thinks one shouldn't have with milk. He does acknowledge the fact that the minhag of the olam is to be making with milk. Yesh v'yesh. But many other posts can permit milk as well. I think they call it Rishon Zalman who permitted it with milk. The milk is also simply to remove, I don't drink coffee, but when I'm told, the milk just removes the bitterness of the coffee. It's not really to add flavor. No one's really drinking the milk so much. It's just to make it a little bit not as bitter.
It's also mostly water.
What?
It's also mostly water.
Sure, the milk depends what red, green, or blue, whatever milk you get. Right.
So what's interesting is all these drinks that end up being mutter are the water-based drinks. So let's say a person drinks orange juice, if you want to take this train of thought literally, that would already veer off and that would become, with the artificial can say that's mutter, that doesn't fit into mayim anymore.
Right.
Because that's its own chashivas on a certain level, and then that becomes... That fits into more gaiva?
Probably more gaiva, because orange juice and apple juice or whatever your drink is, that's already a taste. The milk, he didn't allow milk alone. Milk only in the coffee, which is really simply to remove some of the bitterness.
And coffee was only allowed because it fits into mayim.
It fits
into, doesn't have any gaiva. Whereas if you take another drink, then that has its own category in and of itself. So that would already be more problematic. That wouldn't fit into that.
Yeah, I think so. I would think so, yeah.
So this morning I had coffee with almond. It was a drink with almond milk, and it was flavored. So I had it for the coffee, but it doesn't. It tastes like more like a shake. Than
uh-huh. So interesting.
Is that something that, like, is that shouldn't be done?
First you have to pierce the mouth.
It's a good drink. It's right. Salted caramel coffee.
I would think that it probably wouldn't be the best to have before. That's what I would imagine. Because it's ready bichlal a drink as opposed to just like water. That's my guess. The way you're describing it sounds very tasty.
No one seems to mention the amount. Like, for example, the milk, you put it in a small amount, it's less than revia, it's less. But in general, what would be the amount that...
Right.
Even of the orange juice, what we're talking about, it would be...
Right. Well, we saw the Beralacha mention that even atima is aser, even tasting would be aser. So according to that, that everything would be included then.
That's based on the Kodem Sheis Palo Al Dimcham Drasha.
Right.
But the Kodem Sheis Palo Al Dimcham would be just even a taste would be aser,
right.
But it would have to be more of a meal according to the Gaiva Drasha.
Right. That is true. But again, we're trying to be machmir for both of these shitas. So you're right. It's a good point. Only according to Damchem is it a team aser, the Gaiva would be more of a chila, but we should be machmir even for losoch al adam. Okay, let's go on to now Bracha Rishonim. You know, number 11 is the bottom of the second page, the second side. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that's I hope we all saw, in Simen Resh Beis Sivches. Dvash hazom me'atmar, any honey that flows out of the dates, mivarech alav shakol, you say a shakol. V'chein al mashkin hayotzim mikol mine peros, any other fruit juice, one says a shakol. Chutz mizeisim v'anavim, except for navim, much of a bracha shakol there means, but except for the olives and grapes there, you say a different bracha. Well, olives, we know we had the discussion, and grapes is a hagafen.
So he's saying it all together in one statement.
Except for that, you say shakla. Except for that, huh? I got you. So the Be'er Heitav explains there in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, al coffee v'ti mevarach shakol, you say shakol, and he quotes the Perach Mata Aaron, and chen pasuk b'tshuva shvish Yaakov, shemevarachan shakol, al coffee v'ti. The psak is, everyone agrees here, you say shakol, aval behalachas katanos b'tshuvas panameiros, kasru de medina, yeshavarach b'ri pir adama. Really, these things should be an adama. Because, as we'll see in a moment, they're made from beans and tea leaves. Ela shenagu levarach shakol, but nonetheless, the custom has been to say shakol, and there's no need to really make such a big deal, because as we know, shakol covers everything. If you say shakol in any food, b'dieved, it works. But since the minhag to say shakol, even though they really think it should be an adama, it's okay to say shakol. But it sounds like very much b'dieved. So let's look at some of the posts, some of these tshuva svarim that the Be'er Heitav quotes. The Be'er Heitav, we haven't seen it much, I don't think he quoted the Be'er Heitav at all, but the Be'er Heitav basically quotes many of the poskim, a number of the Tshuva Svarim, and when the Mishnah Berurah wrote the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, and the Hakdama, he explains why he felt the need to write the Mishnah Berurah. And one of the things he says, the Be'er Heitav did a wonderful job of gathering together all the different Tshuva Svarim and all the different poskim, but from the time the Be'er Heitav lived until the Chavetz Chaim, there are many generations, and we missed a lot, so he has to add on more to what the Be'er Heitav missed. The Be'er Heitav was pretty much the precursor to the Mishnah Berurah, he admits. So we don't see the Be'er Heitav so much anymore because Mishnah Berurah really takes the Be'er Heitav and just elaborates much further. So Be'er Heitav is the first one to bring this out in Shulchan Aruch, this discussion of coffee and tea, as we saw. So Lachas Katanos explains as follows. He was asked the question, She'ela keitza mevarchan al coffee. What bracha do you say in coffee? And the tshuva is, he answers, ha coffee eino nechal kshuchai. A person doesn't eat beans when they're raw. They're inedible. Ela kula nosan vehu roi lachila. When you cook them and you boil them, they become roi for achila. Uchshe Dach and Osan, sorry?
It's like
grinding them?
It's the process that goes through the machine.
It's not cooking? It's not,
no, it's, I don't think it's cooking. It's
like roasting.
Roasting.
So you roast the beans, and then Uchshadach and Osan, when you grind them into the powder, Mivash B'mayim, then you take it, and then you cook it into water. V'roi Hayal Levarach Alav Bari Pri Adama. It should really be an Adama, because it comes from these beans. But still, nonetheless, he acknowledges the custom is to say shakol. He's not so comfortable with that psak, with that minog, but he says it comes from beans, and you cook the beans, and it should be no different than bean soup, and should really be an adama. But he paskins nonetheless to say shakol. That's the shita of the halachos katanos. Then the panim iros here, it's a very important sefer. The Mishnah Berurah does quote him often. We have Meir ben Yitzhak, a science stat. He lived in Litta in the 17th century. And he was asked this discussion as well. He was a great nephew of the Shach. So the Panamiris will see oftentimes quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the Shar Tzion will quote as one of the Marbakomos of the Mishnah Berurah, and the Be'er Halacha does quote him pretty often. And he discusses, he was actually the famous, he was the one who asserted playing with cards. Other than a few exceptions on Chanukah and Purim, he said card playing would be aser, because it leads to gambling. So he was that famous Shita. So the Panamiris writes, in the Sheli, it's hard to read here. We could do our best. This is how Sfarim used to actually look. And I think we may have lost the bottom line here. Let's see how we get. Sheli Tzadihei. In Simen Tzadihei, he writes, Al Bishul Mei Ha'olim, cooking the leaves, tea leaves, Shekorin tea, Ledina Ledigamara, Hayaroi Levarach Bari Pi Adama. It should really be an Adama, Kimo Bimei Shlakos. Just like when we didn't get to this halacha yet, but the halacha is of making vegetable soup. The Mavur Bishas. Demaya de kula shalka, water of any vegetable cooked, kula shalka is like the vegetable itself. So tomato soup would be like tomato, would be an adama. Potato leek soup would be an adama because it's potato and leek. V'chein pasuk b'shulchan aruch v'simin reish dalet siv beis al mayim shebishlu ben yirakos, water that was cooked with vegetables, mevarach bracha atzma shemevarach yirakos. Whatever bracha you say in the actual vegetable, by tomato soup would be adama, the soup would be the same halacha. So when you're cooking beans, coffee beans, it should be a adama, because the beans themselves are adama. Certain types of herbs that grow in the different places out in the wild. Certain herbs that grow from the ground, you only say shakal. The fish ain't a pri, those are not considered fruit. Those are only meant to be herbs and spices. Those are not meant to be eaten. Vim kain, lefum rita yala dait chalomar, the honey tarfi de tea, came into ain't a ruin lachil, according to this svara. That any herbs are not meant to be eaten, but simply to spice and to flavor, since they're not edible. If one were to eat them, it would only be a shakal. According to this, tea leaves are not edible. You don't eat tea leaves. They're not considered fruit. So the same thing should be true. That lo nati lahu, people don't plant them. Ela lataima. You only plant the tea leaves to give flavor to your water. Lo adifa mishvisa, should be no greater, no better than this herb called shvisa. Ukemun levarech alav shakal. Therefore, it should be a shakal. So that's what he thinks. That's why it should be a shakal. So Omar Ani, he says back, Dimitido Tavra Dehod Mibailam Bishas Brachos Daflamates. Omar Papa, he goes through the whole discussion here. We haven't seen this yet about soup. We don't need to read the whole thing, we'll wait till we get there. But jump to the top of the next paragraph now. Top line here says it came into honey ali, since these leaves, Ainam Ruin Lachila Klal, tea leaves are inedible. Lo Hashivi Ikrapri, they're not considered fruit. Like the leaves of its slav tree, it's not the ikrapri, but it's still something edible. It should go down one level. So he said, just like when it comes to the caper bush, the slav tree, where it's really a tree, anything that grows there should really be an eight. So the fruit on the slav tree is an eight. So the leaves, which is not the ikar reason for planting it, it should drop down a level. So it should go from an eight to an adama. So you say an adama on tzlaf leaves. But when it comes to tea leaves, he says, there's no fruit, it's not a tree. Tea leaves don't grow on a tree. Therefore, it's a bush, let's call it, it's an adama. But since the tea leaves are inedible, it drops down from an adama down to a shahakal. That's what he thinks. But the ikar, he thinks the bottom line really should be ikar dina hayroi levarach bari pra adama. So again, the Panim Eros thinks really it should be an adama because it's no different than vegetable soup where you take the vegetables, you take the coffee beans, and you cook them. But he brings two svaras as to why maybe one should say shakal, even though he doesn't like this lamaskana, but the two reasons are as follows. One is it's not considered edible. It's no different than eating spices and herbs. It would only be a shakal. And the other thing is it's no different than a tzlaf tree where the leaves just drop down a level from whatever it is. So the tzlaf tree is really a tree. It's a heitz. The leaves are not the ikar purpose of the tree, so it drops down to an eitz. When it comes to tea leaves, I don't really know how tea leaves grow, but I guess it grows on something that's not a tree. So then, since it really should be an adama, but the leaves are not the ikar purpose of growing them, it drops down to a shahakal. So that's how he explains why we say shahakal.
According to that, if you have peach tea, it should be adama.
I guess, yeah. Does such a thing exist? The tea leaves come from peach leaves? When they have like tea leaves with flavors, I always thought it was like same tea leaves, but they just flavor with some other...
They just flavor the tea leaves.
Yeah, I don't think they take the leaves of the fruit trees, but I could be wrong. I don't really know much about this stuff.
But,
okay.
But they grow it now. They grow the tea leaves for the tea.
Right, but they grow not to eat the tea leaves, though. They grow it, it's like spices, like flavored, so not meant to be eaten. Okay, so in the end of the day, let's look at one more tshuva here, number 14, the last page. The Shuvas Yaakov, who the Bar Yaakov quoted as well, was asked the last side there. The Shuvas Yaakov was asked the following question, the same question we've been dealing with again: the bracha on Ketzad Yesh Levarach al Kofi v'al Ti Gam Imej Chashash Isra Lishos BePesach. Another question he talks about: can you have them on Pesach? Is the last side of the page there? Is there an Isra of Kitnios when it comes to coffee? We're not going to deal with that now. But the first question we asked was the bracha one says on coffee and tea. And Tshuva, he says, the answer is, Hinei Ashiva Rishon Rishon, I'll answer the first question first. B'davar b'bracha kvar nisbar b'tshuvas perach mata aron, chelik rishon simen mem, d'mevarchan alai shahakal. You say shahakal on coffee and tea. Shekein mevur b'divri harash, b'tshuvas v'shar g'dolei poskim, d'lo dami l'me shlakos. Coffee beans, coffee and tea is very different than vegetable soup in general. Why? The hasam, when it comes to vegetable soup, ochlin hashlakos atman, you're actually eating the vegetables. When you make tomato soup, there's tomato pieces that are in the soup. And it's those tomato pieces that you're eating, you're saying an adam on, and you're having the soup with it. Gam hameh shlakos kemosin. So therefore, the soup is like the vegetables that you're eating. When it comes to coffee and the beans, you're not eating the actual beans, you're not eating the actual leaves, and therefore all you're eating is really water that's been flavored by the beans and been flavored by the tea leaves, and that's why one should only say shakel. So now we have three different reasons as to why one would say a shakel on coffee and tea. Let's review. Either it's because you're not, when it comes to the model we're looking at is vegetable soup. The vegetable soup, everybody agrees, is an adama. So the Shvas Yaakov says, when it comes to vegetable soup, you're eating the actual piece of vegetable, that's why you say nadama. There are no pieces here in the coffee. That's Svar 1, why you say a shakel. Svar 2 is because we saw in the Panamiros that you're not, it's no different than spices. The spices are not edible. Herbs are not edible. If you happen to eat them, it would only be a shakel. You don't, even though it grows from the ground, they're not considered food. And the third Svar we said was the, also in the Panamiros, is that it wasn't the Ikar purpose of growing these fruit, these trees and these bushes for the purpose of eating the tea leaves, and therefore, whatever bracha the bush should be, it always drops down a level. Like a tzlaf tree, the tzlaf is really a tree, but the leaves are not the Ikar purpose, it drops down from an eitz to an adama. So parallel to that would be the tea bush, let's call it, where it should really be an adama, but the leaves are not the Ikar fruit, and therefore it drops down from an adama down to a shakel. So those are three svaras as to why we say a shakel on coffee and tea. Now, final discussion when it comes to drinking coffee in the morning, actually there are two other discussions I should mention, is when saying the bracha on coffee and tea, one has to keep in mind that it's something that you could actually put in your mouth. Let's say it's too hot. You say a bracha, you say shakel niya bidvaro, and then you put it in your mouth and it's too hot, and you spit it out, it's a bracha levatala. So one has to be very careful when drinking coffee and tea that it's something that's cooled off a bit to say the bracha. So a good eitzah would probably be take a spoon and just let it cool in the spoon for a little bit, and whereby then you say the shakel and be yotze the bracha on that little bit, and then drink the rest while it still remains hot and sip it. That's something one should keep in mind.
Is that a bracha levatala? Let's say you put it to your mouth and it's too hot, and then you, let's say you blow on it to cool it down. And
still have that same bracha, you're saying. Still. If you do that way, as opposed to putting it in your mouth and spitting it out, and then once you spit it out, then you have to figure out whether it's a hefsek or not. How long will that bracha last for until you actually drink something? It's a good question. It's certainly ideal to eat right away after saying the bracha. You don't want any pause of time. The question is, if you do it when it's too hot, if you just let it sit and wait for 30 seconds for it to cool down, whether that's considered a bracha levatala. It's a good question. I don't know. But it's certainly ideal to let it cool down first, before saying the bracha.
Or is te'ima, you don't have to make a bracha by te'ima, whatever the gather of te'ima could be first, without making a bracha, just, is that called te'ima? Trying to figure out if it's too hot or not?
No, well, te'ima, that's the sugya on Daf Yud Beis talks about what's te'ima, machlokas Rashi tells us whether it means to put it in your tongue and spit it out, or to actually swallow it.
Right.
We paskin, te'ima requires a bracha, it does require a bracha. If you assume a te'ima means to swallow something, then tasting it wouldn't be considered. Putting it and spitting out would not require bracha. It's probably not good advice anyways to put something hot in your tongue. You're probably better off putting it near your lip and feeling it. Otherwise, you're burning your tongue, just in terms of advice. Or sticking your finger is probably better than sticking your tongue in.
A tinus. It says that a woman is preparing food. So someone says that she could taste it.
Right, they talk about. So what's the getter of tasting?
Does she have to make a bracha? When
so it depends on how you define the te'ima. If te'ima, in the Gemara says te'ima requires a bracha, does that mean you have to swallow it? Te'ima means to swallow a little bit, but if you spit it out, that wouldn't require bracha. And others say, no, te'ima even means to taste it. Even to taste it without swallowing also would require bracha. So that's the machlokas there. It's also very relevant for the 9 days. The Erev Shabbos, there's an Indian, you want to make sure the chicken soup tastes good, and also this Indian brought down Mishabrua, that Erev Shabbos is supposed to taste everything. To begin in, to have potato kugel and not to fill up, but just to make sure everything tastes good before Shabbos. So what about during the 9 days? You can't have any meat yet until Shabbos begins, so you're allowed to taste things then. So some say you could taste it only to spit it out, but you can actually swallow it. Okay, that depends on the sugi of tima. Maybe we'll do that another time. Let's do the final halacha that comes up with regards to brachas of coffee, is the bracha achrona. What bracha achrona do you say on coffee? So you're all going to tell me bori nefashos, of course. Like any shakel, the end bracha is going to be bori nefashos. So the Mishnah Berurah has this discussion here, number 15, the last Maariv Makom, linen shtias revius, drinking a revius of water, or any drink for that matter, im shas of a hifsik ma'at, if you drink a little bit, and then interrupt, and then drink a little bit, and then interrupt, the chaz of a shas ad shehishlam revius, and then ultimately, you've had a total of a revius, over a period of time, yesh omrim de'enu mitzarif. You can't add together all the different sips a person had. V'yesh omrim de'mitzarif. Others say, no, it can. Im lo shesha mitchilas ha'shtiyah ad shofa shtiyah yosh mechadech yes pras. The big machlok is what exactly kedeachias process. So let's say as little as 4 minutes to as long as 9 minutes. So let's say we'll take the extreme just for now. Let's say achilas pras is 9 minutes. So a person drank something, a revius, over the course of 9 minutes, according to the second opinion, one would require a bor nefashos. Vagra hiskim sham bebeirum, the halacha b'kedei zueshnir, and the Gra agrees to the second opinion, that if a person drinks over the course of 9 minutes, a revius, he would require a bor nefashos afterwards. B'nei leinin shtias tea coffee, though. What about drinking coffee and tea? Which derech lishtosa kishucham, you drink it when it's hot. The kosher lishtosa blow hefsek, it's impossible to eat it, very hard to drink it without taking any interruptions. Kederech shar mashim, like other drinks, you just drink full. Ki mat mat, you slowly, you sip it. Yesh machlokas rabba bein aposkin, there's a big machlokas whether it requires a bracha achorna afterwards. Im tzarech levarech bracha achorna. The das rishona hanal, machzeh shekel, ubechay adam, mitzadim shelo levarech. One should not say bracha because you need to have it one sip. When you take a cup of orange juice, you need to have a revius in one shot. But by coffee and tea, you can't drink it in one shot, so there's no bracha achrona. Not to say bracha afterwards. Uvanshe maisa, nogin shel asof, shtiasan manichan kedei shir revius. Shet stanim at kedei shiuchal lishos revius, b'lo hefzik. There are many anshe maisa who what they would do is leave the bottom half of their coffee or tea, let it cool off, and then just gulp one shot of their revius in order to say bracha achrona to be yotze both shitas. The Tov Lasos Kain, the Mishabur advised one to do this, Kadesh Shalatse Salib with the Chuliyama, in order to be Yotzi all Shitas, Ubifrat Ladasa Gra, Hanal, certainly the Gra who thinks one should say Bor Nefashos even if he does take interruptions, and that's what he advises to do. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion of brachos when it comes to coffee and tea, but something to keep in mind, the same halach would be with soup as well. Soup also, a person drinks slowly, he drinks with a spoon, and it's very hot, and one may not say bracha achrona unless at the end he leaves enough to drink. Now, even with soup though, even if after it cools down, you're not drinking it in one gulp, you're taking in spoons, and those are interruptions. So that would be the same shiloh as a mishabur, maybe it shouldn't require bor nefashos afterwards. If one could do, maybe they could pick the soup up and you know, put it down like that, or a gulp it in one revius, but that's something to keep in mind when drinking something hot, and also for that matter, something very cold, like ice cream, people drink slowly, or ices, you eat slowly. These are, eating might be different, but these are things you have to keep in mind when coming to the bracha achrona.
So what about the, say brachas, suffix brachas lahakel. So now where's the cool over here? In other words, if she waits, let's say it's between 4 and 9 minutes. So, like, if you wait to 9 minutes, if you say 9 minutes is the shear, then you have to make a bracha achrona.
Correct.
So that's really not a, it's really, is that a considered a chumra cool, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
if it's
4 minutes
right.
because of suffix brachas lahakel.
Then you wouldn't, right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You should go according to the 4 minutes. Because of
Sabik Rachas Lahakel.
You
have to figure out how to paskin 4 to 9 minutes. I'm not sure. Many poskim paskin 4 minutes. They're machmer in that regard. And therefore, if it takes longer than 4 minutes, one ideally should not say Rachas Lahakel. Exactly.
Right, yeah. So really, it's a chumra that's a cool that's
right.
a chumra, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
exactly. Chumra 4 minutes, but ends up being a kula. You don't say a bracha if it's
right.
extended beyond 4 minutes. Okay. Shkarach.
Also,
yeah.
So elsewhere, where if you have this kind of a suffix that you should eat something else with it, that would generate the